We now know that most American military personnel see no problem serving with openly gay comrades. Still, that survey conducted by the U.S. military hasn't persuaded many military chaplains who are upset. A large number of the 3,000 chaplains are evangelical, and they believe that repealing the military's don't ask, don't tell policy may affect how they do their jobs. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
A few months ago, Ronald Cruz began asking military chaplains what they thought about repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Cruz is a retired Army colonel and chaplain, and he works with active chaplains from his evangelical denomination. One response in particular bothered him. The chaplain had just returned from a briefing by a general about the impact of changing the policy, and he asked the general if the military would protect him if he asserted that homosexuality is a sin.
And the response he received from this four-star general was, if you cannot accept the changes coming, you have an option. You can resign your commission.
Cruz is one of 66 retired chaplains who sent a letter urging President Obama to retain Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Active duty chaplains have also complained, anonymously. One said in a Pentagon survey that the change creates a, quote, unavoidable conflict with his ability to preach and teach the Bible. Another asked, quote, will chaplains be forced to integrate homosexuals into family ministry? Or, says Daniel Blomberg, an attorney for the conservative legal group Alliance Defense Fund, what if a soldier confides to a chaplain that he's gay?
What happens when the chaplain responds according to the dictates of his faith and says that type of behavior, like other types of sexual sins, is not in accordance with God's will?
Blomberg says the proposed rules don't make that clear, but he says the chaplain could be open to a charge of discrimination based on sexual orientation.
And that could be career-ending for a chaplain.
The upshot, Blomberg says, is that chaplains won't be able to freely express their faith.
They feel that repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell will put them in a situation where they have to choose between obeying the God that they serve and the country that they love.
I don't think that chaplains will be forced to choose between their faith and their job.
That's retired Major General John Altenberg, who is the number two lawyer in the Army. He says, for example, if a gay soldier wants counseling from a conservative chaplain,
a chaplain would say, I'm just really not comfortable doing this. I'm going to ask this other chaplain to take care of this.
And they wouldn't be forced to do it.
They would not be forced to.
Dennis Camp, a retired colonel and Army chaplain for 27 years, agrees. He says the proposed rules clearly protect a chaplain's religious rights. But what chaplains can't do, he says, is act like, quote, moral policemen and openly condemn homosexuality. He says the chaplain's job is to serve everyone, religious or not, gay or straight. Camp says the objections raised by evangelicals are a smokescreen.
They have made it an issue because they're wanting to fight this thing on moral grounds, and that's not the kind of fight it is. It's a civil rights issue.
But ultimately, even if Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed, evangelicals say they'll still supply chaplains, since so many people in the armed forces come from conservative denominations. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.